Ida, I-D-A Davis, D-A-V-I-S, 5/16/34, 4/23/2025. Miss Davis is a 90-year-old woman currently in hospice with senile degeneration of the brain, period. Patient currently resides with her sister. Mrs. Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, Lolita. Patient has a KPS score of 50% with a FAST score of 6C. Actually, it's 6E now because she's become bowel and bladder incontinent, requires help with all ADL. And the KPS is now 40 as opposed to 50, period. She also suffers from generalized weakness, difficulty walking, no longer able to ambulate, decreased cognition, renal insufficiency, stage 3, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, chronic pain. Due to rotator cuff tear on the right side, shoulder pain, arm pain, polymyalgia rheumatica, spinal stenosis in the cervical region, which also affecting her ability to walk, history of glaucoma, subarachnoid hemorrhage, without loss of consciousness, metabolic encephalopathy. Patient's blood pressure is controlled with the medication at this time. I've explained to patient's daughter that her bleeding was most likely related to uncontrolled blood pressure, and her blood pressure needs to be kept under control, period. In the paragraph, patient has been moved from the nursing home to Ms. Thomas's house at 8514 Braes Meadow, M-E-E-A-D-O-W, period. Ms. Thomas also tells me that she's not eating as much. She has become weaker. She has lost at least 3 pounds per Ms. Thomas. Her vitals are stable today. Blood pressure is slightly high at 160 over 90, period. Patient's O2 sat is stable at 97% on room air. Let's see. I'm looking for her Mac, see if there's a Mac available for us. Mac reported at 19 centimeter right side, period. Patient's overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of patient's disease, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.